Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Okay, we'll be sending you a decision of record that'll reflect that. And I think we already got your building permit, didn't you? Because so, and then we'll finish that. And
I'll
set it up. Yep, you'll be all good.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. All right. Next one is 23-002V, the Embers Branson LLC.
Ryan Maurer is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 16.100, which is the RV1 zoning article. It's the design and requirement and area setbacks of the Taney County zoning regulations. The applicant seeking an 11-foot front property line setback, allowing for construction of a camping store on the existing foundation to be 11 feet from the front property line. Now, I went out to this property and measured, and I did find a pin, and there's actually a concrete curb that goes all along the highway like you would do for MoDOT for a right-of-way. That foundation is 50 feet from that curb, so this store would then be 38 or 39 feet from that curb when he builds a little addition onto the front of it. So we'll get you some pictures. But if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request case 23-002V, following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. It would be approval of a front setback of 11 feet, that should be, allowing for the construction of a camp store, and in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. Now, full disclosure, that's on a state highway, 165, so the front setback is 50 feet. For a structure on, but as we'll show you here, we had some conflict with where that front property line is, and I think there's still a little bit of conflict. So here's the Shepherd of the Hills Hatchery, of course, Table Rock Dam. There's two parcels involved. I've got the little foundation that's circled. Does everybody know where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in this picture, you can kind of see, and right up in here along that edge, you can see where they backed the U-Haul trucks in. There was a concrete curb that went from driveway to driveway. This was George Girth's property mm-hmm. for a long time. So I'm not sure, and I asked the applicant, because I didn't understand. Now the assessor has some conflict in this, what these lines are, but you have this, and here's the driveway. This pin was set, so that's where we did the measurements. You can see the curbing out here. So I'm not sure, this neither one of these match what Beacon shows as far as there. So there's something there, and it's a wide right-of-way. And there's just shows it's going to be an RV park and some glamping areas in the back. These are glamping. He's going to connect to the sewer, and then he's going to have an RV park. And that's what it was heading towards, but George never could get the sewer all lined out. He had pipe down there. And so I am across the highway just to show a visual of everything I've talked about since 4 to 5 feet above the actual road surface.
Just out of curiosity, since you just mentioned the sewer, so when they connect that to the sewer, that doesn't annex it to the city? Is that city sewer they're connecting to?
It is city sewer. To answer your question, I haven't gotten a complete answer on that. It sounds, though, that it's going to be a city use agreement, or maybe I'm not using the right terminology, but there were two ways to do it, where it would either be a use agreement or annexed into the city. I've talked to folks involved in the utility department and with the city many times, and at this point, it sounds like it's just going to be a use agreement.
So regardless, though, because it's not, I mean, we're at this point, we're still in county, so it doesn't really matter, but I was just curious that...
We've seen him in to talk to the city quite a number of times, and he's exactly right. Now, I haven't personally talked to him, but they, until he when he gets ready to build something, he'll have to get something from the city, and then they're forced to give him the permit or say, hey, pre-annexation agreement or annex. But they just won't give him an answer.
But for his sake, none of that matters at this point because he's not connected. So, I mean, anything he does is through the county at this point, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's not annexed in the city. So.
But he'd have to hook to the sewer to operate the
unless the sewer just said it's not available back there and he put in some kind of wastewater system.
He'd have to put in a treatment plant or something.
Yeah.
And that would be an option.
Well, if the city said...
If the city says
sewer's way off over there and it's going to cost $500,000 to connect to our sewer, and they're not going to pay for that, of course, he'd have to extend the line, then the option would be to go through the DNR and do a wastewater plant.
But the actual question... And if we approve the project...
Yeah.
But all we're doing is a set.
We're not interested
in that. But well, I'm just kind of wondering
the only reason I brought that up for him. But the only reason I brought that up, Rick, was just to make sure it didn't cause any conflict with us talking about a variance setback. Because it's on a teeter-totter, whether it's in the county or the city. That's all I'm asking. It has nothing to do with sewer.
And I understand that. I'm just wondering about the viability of him building a project and then not able to go forward. And that's not our job.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's up to him.
I didn't mean to take up a lot of time on that. I was just curious.
Well, for your peace of mind... He can't build on that structure until we have the wastewater taken care of. Right. We can't issue the permit until we have sewer or septic.
Right.
So,
Okay.
All we're doing is issuing an okay.
He's just going through the steps to get to the final product.
Makes sense.
So anyway, some other pictures. Now I'm over on this side.
And there's already a concrete pad there where we're talking about putting
this. This is it.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
I was going to say, I thought that.
Mm-hmm. And then I went down to the lower drive. And there's a picture of the pin, and I went back. You can see I laid my wheel where that pin was. And I tried to just get both directions. I tried to stand in the same location and just look both directions so you can see. Nothing. And I just shot some pictures of behind it.
So basically it just fits right on top of that foundation. It's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the side distance, I don't think, is a problem the way the corner is so light. You know, it's not like a dark corner.
Yeah, hello. I'm Ryan Muir, and owner and project manager for the Embers Branson here. And Scott's done a great job of explaining exactly what we're looking to do. And yes, we're looking to build a camp store right on top of that foundation you saw there. We've got a little bit of work to do to make sure that concrete is still sound and secure, and that's absolutely something we're looking to do. But no point in doing that until we get an answer from y'all on whether or not we can actually put something there. The foundation that was put there was indeed originally put there for the purpose of a camp store by the Girth family. I was able to talk to, I believe it's Sheila Girth, just a couple weeks ago when we finally closed on the property. And that conflict at the front, it's really something that we're trying to figure out. I don't know where it came from, but Sheila said when they put that there, it was specifically put there 50 feet from the property line because they knew they wanted to put a camp store there. What happened between then and now with that front property line, I couldn't exactly tell you. But as Scott mentioned, that barrier, that curb up there at the front is 50 feet from that foundation. So... The variance that we're requesting is exactly what Scott mentioned there. A lot of that is, in fact, a deck and stairs to get up into that raised foundation. We'd be putting a pony wall on top of that so people could get up and that there would be a full basement underneath. Nobody would access the basement except for us for storage, but the top floor would be a little bit above that foundation wall that you saw there. The site itself is going to be an A-class facility. It's not a long-term stay park. It's a short-term stay park with a glamping section in the rear. And we're just looking forward to building a high-quality product in place of what's been there for a while, which is has been pretty rough. So we're excited to get in there and start working on it. And we're getting to the last steps here. So I hope that we can utilize that foundation. Save a fair amount of money. Our construction expert is anticipating that being a the savings of $15,000 to $20,000 to not have to demo that and rebuild a foundation in a different location. So that's what we're looking to do. That, and also it just naturally connects with the roadways there that we're looking to pave right now. Other than that east entry is paved. The rest of that stretches across is gravel. We're looking to pave that, so it's all going to be improved roadway. But if you have any other questions, happy to answer them.
Would you understand that if we grant the variance, that doesn't have anything to do with building the building, except for the location?
Yes, sir.
If it's go ahead with your sewer and whatever else, that's
the yes, sir.
I understand. You don't want to make that
right. We still have a permit process to go through.
Well, and that's what I was trying to ask is if we granted the variance. Because I've never ran into this, but if we granted the variance and then something happens and you find out next week that you have to connect to the city sewer and annex in, which is fine, does that cause a conflict with us granting the variance, or is that supersede? Mm-mm. Okay, that was my...
Your variance, if he stays in the county and has some kind of wastewater given to us that keeps him in the county, would allow him to build on that.
But if it takes them into the city,
well, yeah, that's everything's gone. Yeah.
That's what I meant. That's what I was trying to ask. If you got annexed in, does it destroy this process?
So I can talk about another similar thing that happened. So the sewer is on the property, and it was put there for the purpose of the previously existing campground. When they did that project, they also put it in for the Montgomery Street. For the 8 or 10 houses that are on Montgomery Street, those are still in the county and not in the city also.
Yeah,
so those are hooked up to city sewer on the same line that ours would be, if I can.
You bet.
So the loop comes down and around like this and then comes over and drops right into the corner of the
property. That's awesome.
And that's what it was there for. It was put there for the purpose of trying to help the Gerf family, you know, Their septic system got shut down by DNR, and so the septic system was put in place to help them. It didn't work out, and that's where it's kind of a little bit of back and forth with the utility department. I've sat down there with his name is escaping me at the moment. I'm sorry, but
Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall, and we went through the code book, and it says that we're allowed to hook up to anything that was put there for the purpose that it was designed to be used for, which is what it is. The only difference is it's a different ownership. And so it's gone back and forth a lot of times. There's no dispute over whether or not we're going to be able to hook up to the sewer. We're able to hook up to it. It's just they've gone back and forth trying to decide whether or not it's going to be annexed or whether it's going to just be this city sewer use agreement.
Like this parcel has already been serviced by sewer versus a main line, and now I need service.
Exactly.
This one already has.
Well, and I only brought it up because I thought, you know, if we went through this process tonight and if everything went through and then that happened, I'm just giving you awareness because I don't know. I never ran into that situation.
It is a little bit of a frustration not knowing exactly how it's going to work at this point. Sure. And I've called and asked a lot of times.
But again, been told
multiple different things. But I know we'll be able to hook up. It seems like that process for annexation is different for like they were talking about the big meeting. I can't remember what it's called, where they get the fire and the city and all the different folks involved with the permitting process to decide whether or not you're able to build and everything. But that's for if you're already in the city, and so they're kind of getting the wires crossed between annexation and permitting, which is not what we're looking at. So.
Sure. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any more questions for him?
I don't.
Okay. You have any more questions for us?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks. All right. Is there anybody else here to speak on behalf of this project or against it? Okay. All right. We'll close it for discussion then.
The structure itself, did I understand it right, that was actually at a higher elevation than the road?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
So you remember it being at a higher elevation than the road, right? The structure.
Oh, 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah, 4 or 5 feet. So there's no changing the setback. It's not going to be any issue like that. Plus the fact is that they had established that existing foundation with good reason to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been there for
a long time.
Yeah. And what we're doing tonight is not going to have anything to do with him proceeding and